Capita Audio Bite.
Hello and welcome to Capita Audio Bite. This is the radio podcast made especially for everyone in Capita, wherever you work. I'm Dominic Byrne, and on this edition, as promised last time, we're going to be looking at Ferra Science Limited and meeting some bees. Our studio guest is Susie Thompson, MD of Security Watchdog, and we have the winners of our competition. Back in the studio with me is the Chief Executive, Andy Parker. Welcome back to you, Andy.
Thanks very much, Dom. Great to be back.
Good stuff. Now, lots to talk about this month, Andy, but first, just give us a roundup of the business over the past month.
Since we've been here last month, there's obviously been some very sad events in both Manchester and London with the terrorist attacks, including the one last night at Finsbury Park, and also the terrible fire. Given the number of employees that we have in the UK, I'm sure that we have people that have been touched by these events, so our thoughts go out to all of them. In terms of the business, we were successful in renewing the RSPCA contract. That's a great deal that we've renewed up until 2022. That's a great win. The contract sees us to continue to provide support to the RSPCA's National Contact Centre, which handles more than 1 million calls each year and provides support for animal cruelty incidents. On a recent visit to the DWP PIP contract, I saw our team there who deliver the Personal Independent Payments contract. Since we started that, we've delivered over 738,000 cases. And importantly, the latest satisfaction survey with claimants showed an over 97% satisfaction, where they were either satisfied or very satisfied with our service. I'm also looking forward to seeing our primary care support England business later this week when I visit them in Leeds. Again, they're doing a very difficult job in terms of modernising and standardising the primary care administration, and is making good progress. And also, I'd just like to give a shout out to the fact that we'll be supporting Green Week on the 3rd to 7th of July, and there'll be an opportunity of how people can help minimise the environmental impact of our business, and indeed individuals' impact within our personal lives.
Is that important for you, Andy, sort of getting out and about, seeing what the teams are doing in the field as such?
Sometimes it's just really important to actually recognise what a great job our teams are providing, and that one in particular, delivering a very, very sensitive service, very difficult, but actually the passion with which they deliver and allows the teams to ask me questions, but also just to give that feedback of what a great job the teams are doing, because it can be quite remote out there.
Yeah.
And I think so when they see people from the centre and just recognise what a great job they're doing.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Andy. We will be finding out about Ferra next.
Audio Bite.
Now, on last month's show, we read out some of the great responses we've had to the podcast, and we asked what you would like to hear on the show. Claire Boston Smithson emailed in and said, "This is fab. Can we get Ferra featured?" Well, the answer is yes. We'll be joining our reporter in just a moment. Before we do, though, Andy, just give us an overview of how Ferra fits into the overall business.
Well, Ferra's a relatively new operation for us. Still not that many people realise that we actually operate in the science sector. We've partnered with the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs for getting on for 2 years through a joint venture to commercialise the Food and Environmental Research Agency. And the work that these guys do, it's incredibly important, and it's something that we hope we can actually deliver to a lot more of the commercial sector than this organisation used to do.
Okay, well, Ferra Science Limited carries out important work in a number of fields, and our reporter Lynn Dixon is at the National Agri-Food Innovation Campus just outside York, and she's getting the lowdown on bees. Lynn.
Thanks, Dom. I'm standing in the middle of 40 beehives with millions of bees flying around. I've got my white suit on, so I'm fully protected. And I'm with Selwyn Wilkins.
Hi, yeah. I'm an ecotoxicologist here at Ferra. My main role is to assess the effects of pesticides on honeybees, bumblebees, and sometimes solitary bees.
So I've got smoke coming out of a metal funnel. What are you going to use this for?
This is a smoker, imaginatively named smoker, and it's used to calm the bees down.
Okay, should we do it?
Yeah, cool. So, a little puff at the front. One of the most interesting studies I've done is using something called radio frequency identification tagging.
Okay, so radio tagging the bees.
We tagged 10,000 bees We stick it on the back of the bee with a little bit of glue, put the colonies on pesticide-treated fields, and we're able to monitor the activities.
Now, Dr. Giles Budge, you're the science lead here for Crop and Bee Health. The work you're doing centres around preventing and curing bee diseases, doesn't it?
They are subject to viruses like we are, bacterial infections, fungal infections like we are. What we do here is we help to inform government control programs to help to reduce the amount of disease that's out there. So we help the inspectors find the disease, we help with the diagnosis, and then we can come up with various different new ways of helping to treat disease as well.
Now, this groundbreaking work with bees is just one part of the work being done here in this vast world-class facility by more than 350 scientists and experts.
So I'm Professor Rick Mumford and I'm Director of Science. We're right at the heart of those really big global challenges. So climate change, population growth, globalization, they all impact on food security. So it's about protecting our crops, it's about making sure that the food we eat isn't contaminated with pathogens or chemical contaminants. So it's a whole range of work across making that supply chain both sustainable and safe.
And there you're just about to see the birth of a bee. Yeah, I always think it's great watching them come out. And see, there she
and there
goes,
comes,
there
the head's cool. Out, now the body. That's amazing.
What's better than being out on a sunny day like this with lovely things like this? It's different when it's raining and they're stingy and horrible, but we won't go into that. But yeah, they're cool things to work with, and I consider myself really lucky to be able to do something like this.
Fascinating stuff. As Eddie Izzard once said, if bees make honey, why don't wasps make chutney? It's a very good point. Andy, in just three programmes, we've seen the incredible breadth of Capita, from firefighter training to bees. It's pretty varied work you do, isn't it?
It is varied. And much of it is incredibly important to the UK economy, and certainly the work they do at Ferro. It is the scientists that we employ in the Ferro business. These are scientists that are world renowned, and certainly the work they did on the with the bees. Bees are incredibly important for the whole of the production of crops throughout the world, and without bees, it creates a real problem. And this is incredibly important research that our scientists are doing. But they do an awful lot more. They were the leaders when there was the issues with horse meat. The scientists there, again, were the leaders in trying to track down the authenticity of the food supply chain. And it's just one of many things that they do around crop and animal welfare.
Many thanks for now, Andy, and we'll be meeting our studio guest next. Now, as I mentioned, this month our studio guest is Susie Thompson, MD of Security Watchdog. Welcome to you, Susie.
Hello, Dom. Nice to meet you.
Now, first of all, just tell us a bit about your business.
Okay, Security Watchdog is the leading background screening agency across EMEA. We operate in some 94 countries. We have 240 employees working from Basingstoke, and we love what we do.
Okay, and what sort of risks is a business under if they employ someone with perhaps a bogus CV?
So there are a number of risks. I mean, we are part of a risk mitigation strategy for any board. So let's have a look at what we do on an average day. We will stop fraudsters from coming into an organisation. We will find illegal immigrants who perhaps have got fraudulent documents. We will stop criminals from entering an organisation. So we play a very important part in any business strategy.
Okay. Do you have any ID on you at the moment, just so we can verify who you are?
Yes, I do. You can check it out. I'm clean.
Okay, good. She's clean. So how do you actually work with a company then when they bring you in?
So we work in partnership with our clients. We will look at what their risks are. We will devise a screening model for them, a number of checks that we undertake. And then we actually screen the individuals from pre-employment to post-employment to continuous employment.
Just give us an idea of some of those methods then you employ when you're pre-screening.
So we have a number of methods. We've got a number of databases that are available to us on an international level. And we will look at those databases, check against names. We will then aggregate the data to get a full picture of an individual's background. And then we will go back to our client to give a red alert or a green alert as appropriate.
Okay, now somebody has told me that you have an inbuilt lie detector.
I do.
You can tell when somebody is not being entirely truthful.
Absolutely, and that's been honed over the 20 years that I've managed this business.
Okay, what are the telltale signs that you look for in somebody?
Well, actually, you start blinking a lot, Dom, and you look away. And if you look at the way in which somebody writes, you can also see a certain kind of script that they use to say that they are perhaps telling a lie.
Okay. So Andy, I mean, he's not hiding anything from us. So if Andy was going to tell you a lie right now, make up anything you want, Andy, you'd be able to tell whether it's truthful or whether it's a lie. So give us two statements, if you like, one true, one false, and we'll find out from Susie whether she's as good as she says she is.
I'm a big Man United supporter.
Lie. He was blinking.
He was blinking and shaking, and he never ever wants to repeat that sentence ever again. Okay, hello to Manchester United fans, if you're listening. Finally, Susie, what is being part of Capita meant for the business?
Well, my brother and I, when we sold the business to Capita some 5 years ago, we really had found our tribe. And what we have had as individuals is that we've grown enormously. The business has done extremely well. We've had opportunity thrown our way. If we look at the business 5 years ago, 5 million business, look at it today, 31 million business. And that's as a result of the immense investment Capita's put in the business.
Susie, thank you very much indeed. Andy, why did Capita decide to acquire the security watchdog business?
So this was an area that we recognised was a growing area, and we'd been looking at this for quite some time, and the business knew the security watchdog and had met them a number of times. The thing for me was, when I first met Susie, was the passion she had for the business, and that runs throughout the business. Actually, we just saw this was a great fit for the group in an area that we were convinced was going to grow and become more important, and particularly in some of the sectors we work in, it became mandatory to do the pre-employment checks, which had never been the case before. And it wasn't just that Capita needed to do it, it was the recognition that others needed to do exactly the same. And therefore, we saw this was a great market opportunity, and we saw the security watchdog has just been a perfect fit, and that came from Susie's leadership of that throughout the organisation, and the passion and commitment the whole team showed.
And Susie, thank you very much indeed for joining us today. And Andy, very much a Liverpool fan. Sit tight. We have some colleague questions for you next.
Audio Bite.
Now, as I'm sure you know by now, Capita Audio Bite is your gateway to direct access to Andy. First with a question is Louise Blaymyers, who's Engagement and Communications Manager, Capita Remediation Services in Leeds. So, Louise, what's your question?
As we have a strong technology focus within the business, what can we do to make Capita connections accessible to all employees, so those based on client sites and without Capita machines can keep up with what's happening across the business and get involved?
Good afternoon, Louise. Thanks for that question.
Hiya.
Capita Connections, it's incredibly important medium for us to communicate with our staff. So it's incredibly important that we do actually make it available to all of our staff. But it has always been an issue. And that's because Capita's made up of so many different businesses. There are IT challenges in linking everyone up. And sometimes this is because we've got new acquisitions or indeed IT restrictions on client sites. However, having said that, our IT team aims to link up new acquisitions to our network within 4 weeks. And in the future, we're looking to make the Capita Connections more accessible from the cloud, which would then mean that subject to providing security locally, whether people are on client sites or at home, we will be able to give them access from any to Capita Connections from any PC for any staff member. We're expecting this to roll out in Q4 of this year. And in the first half of 2018. But at that point, we would expect all of our staff to be able to get onto Capita Connections, and it is a very important thing. It's also the reason why, though, we've looked at exploring other channels, such as the podcast, to update staff, recognising that Capita Connections hasn't been available to everyone. So we do recognise it's important, but we're not ignoring it either.
OK, Louise, does that answer your question?
It does, yeah, that's exciting, thank you.
And Andy mentioned the podcast. You're obviously a huge fan, I imagine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what's the best bit? Me? Okay, brilliant. Louise, yes. Thank you very much indeed.
I won't answer.
Thanks ever so much, Louise.
Brilliant, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, next on the line is Ollie Barham, Digital Strategy and Solution Architect, Group Sales in London. Ollie, Andy is all yours. What's your question?
Great, thanks a lot. Thanks for taking my call, Andy. Many Capita employees now have access to Office 365, which is providing a wealth of different apps that are helping us collaborate better together. I wonder if you had a view on using them to support smarter working in Capita.
Hi, Ollie. Thanks for calling in. Smart working and optimising efficiency is a key focus for all our businesses. So it's incredibly important. And the group's made a significant investment in Office 365. So maximising the benefit, it is important to us. A couple of individuals have responsibility for developing this. Mark Brown, our group CIO, and Shona Nichols, our Executive Director for Corporate Communications, and their teams are currently looking at how we can support employees in becoming familiar with the various applications that come with this, such as Yammer, OneDrive, SharePoint, and actually to make sure that, first of all, people know how to use these applications, but then actually get the benefit out of this. So hopefully staff will be hearing a lot more about this over the coming months.
Ollie, it's obviously an area that you're passionate about, given your job title. Does that answer your question okay?
Yeah, it does. I've personally seen the benefit from it, and I look forward to seeing it rolled out further.
Fantastic. Ollie, thank you very much indeed for that.
Thanks a lot.
And it is as easy as that. If you'd like to get in touch with us, just drop us an email to audiobite@capita.co.uk. That's audiobite@capita.co.uk. Bite is spelt B-Y-T-E. Now, we're continuing to get a huge response from you, so keep those comments and questions coming, please. Last month, we had a competition for three people to win either some Beats or Bose headphones worth £250, and we have some winners. The question we asked was, who was the overall winner of the Hero Challenge event? Here's Andy from the last show.
The overall winners were the return of the four non-bonds.
There you go. The answer was the return of the four non-bonds. There's a little bit of a discussion about whether it's non-blondes or bonds, bit of a steward's inquiry. We'll go with either. Now, Andy, I believe you have three names in front of you. Could you give us the good news, please?
So I'd like to announce the winners of either the Beats headphones or the Bose headphones. And the three lucky winners are Adam Majeed at Translation Interpreting, Tom Adam at AMT Cybex, and Samia Hassan at Knowledge Pool. Congratulations to you all.
Great stuff. Yes, congratulations to you. Now, Andy, before we close the show, just bring us up to date on the Pulse survey, will you?
So the second Pulse survey is now available for people to share their feedback about working for Capita. It closes on the 6th of July. Please do complete it and help us make Capita a great place to work. Group HR have also just launched the Capita Changemaker Awards. These were previously known as the Capita People Awards. Do think about which colleagues you could nominate. All the details are on Capita Connections, so hopefully you do have access. And following on from what David Deacon said last month, all internal job vacancies will shortly be available on Capita Connections. And if you are looking for your next role, please visit my career section of Connections and talk to our internal resourcing team or speak to your local HR contact.
Andy, thank you very much. That is it for this show. We will be back soon with more news and views from around Capita. Don't forget to tell a friend about the podcast. We will see you next month. But for now, from me, Dominic Byrne, Susie, Andy, and the rest of the team, it's goodbye.
Capita Audio Bite. Back next month.